It is Monday morning. We're going to check in once again with NHPR's Josh Rogers to get to talk about developments on New Hampshire's political front, what's happening in Concord. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Mark.
Josh, the Finance Committee in the New Hampshire House is hoping to finish its work on the House's budget this week. Some of the decisions have been controversial, and there's even been talk that mustering the votes to pass a budget in the House may be really tough.
Yes, at this point, that talk's coming mostly from Democrats, almost exclusively. But there certainly is some drama this year in the House. Some of this is typical, but pressures do seem a bit heightened this year, partly because a bunch of money was already spoken for before the budgeting process began due to settlements of lawsuits against the state over mental health services, another over Medicaid enhancement tax. But another reason is the fractious nature of the Republican caucus. You have the leader of the Finance Committee, Neil Kirk of Ware, for instance, now pushing a gas tax hike 7 or 8 cents and arguing without the money, New Hampshire's transportation department would have to cut hundreds of jobs. But that gas tax isn't being included in the budget. It's instead going to be in a standalone bill because he and a lot of other top Republicans fear that including the tax hike in the budget would doom the whole $11-plus billion package.
So the logic from House Republican leaders is to get Democrats to help pass that gas tax. They'd have the standalone bill and then hope the budget itself can win broad GOP support, including from the stauncher conservatives, because it contains no tax increases, technically.
In essence, yes, but nobody in leadership knows yet if Republicans can muster the support needed to pass the gas tax. Neil Kirk says he hopes the starkness of the choice of higher gas tax versus as many as 700 layoffs plus a resulting hit to services and road upkeep will persuade Republicans to go for a tax hike, even those who ran on a promise not to raise taxes. I think it's fair to expect that may persuade some, but for plenty, raising the gas tax remains a non-starter. Perhaps the gas tax will pass with a coalition similar to the one that elected House Speaker Sean Jasper, which is all Democrats and a minority of Republicans.
But to be clear, it's not like Democrats like the budget that's coming out of the Finance Committee.
They certainly don't. They say it makes bad choices, particularly when it comes to health and human services. They hate that it envisions ending Medicaid expansion. The same goes for trims proposed for substance abuse programs and for some services for people with developmental disabilities. But the big picture here is the House's budget relies on revenue estimates that predict $240 million less to spend than what the governor is predicting. Governor Hassan's accused Republicans of budgeting as if the state were in a depression and say they needn't be so tight on revenues. It ought to be said, though, that the revenues used in the House version of the budget were also backed by the Democrats who sit on the Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means is going to be revisiting their estimates before the budget moves to the floor next week, and it'll be interesting see if those estimates rise a bit.
But assuming the House does pass something before the end of next week, this is all going to start over again with the Senate, isn't it?
True, Rick. And the Senate's already making clear, as Senates tend to do, regardless of who's in control, that their budget may essentially start from scratch. This was alluded to several times last week as the Senate debated, passed, and then ultimately tabled bills that cut the business enterprise and business profits taxes. The bills would phase in reductions over a few years, and they passed along party lines with all Republicans in support and all Democrats opposed. The proposals were tweaked a bit to reduce the effect on the next state budget, but the Department of Revenue is still predicting that collections are going to take a $140 million plus hit over the next few years.
Okay, lots to watch on the presidential primary front as well. Texas Senator Ted Cruz saying overnight his campaign is official. He's the first candidate of note to do so. Cruz was here last week, and he's coming back, isn't he?
That's true. He drew decent crowds when he was here, and he was very clear that he'll be trying to stake a claim as the field's true conservative. He argues that Republicans need to, as he put it, draw a line in the sand and force voters to make a tough decision. His big decision certainly gets him out front of others who are going to be running as seeking the conservative vote in the primary. And he'll be back at the end of the week and over the weekend. Another Republican who's going to be here this week is Ohio Governor John Kasich. He campaigned for president a bit in 2000, but did pull the plug very early. A lot of local Republicans, mainly establishment types, are talking Kasich up as a guy to watch. He's in his second term as governor, served a bunch of years in Congress, conservative on a lot of issues, but also backed the expansion of Medicaid. Far from clear if he'll run, though. Ted Cruz, though, is a definite.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. And you can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.